Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
This just handed to me.
Boy.
This just handed to me. DTC Eats has been canceled.
Oh, no.
Yes. Due to the crap-ass weather.
DTC Eats is a little food truck thing that we do here in the parking lot for lunch throughout the summer. And it's an intercom, which is our company. It's an event here that a lot of people show up at, and a lot of food trucks, too. It's very popular.
Well, it's been canceled.
And today was the kickoff of the summer of 2019. And
Summer's over. Winter's here.
Look out there. Winter is here again.
Summer was fun, though.
Oh, well.
We had a lot of fun. Water World that one day. Yeah. And everything. Gosh, it was fun. Super fun. Hey, Sean, will you look up real quick for me? I just saw breaking news, something about Peyton Manning and the Jets. I don't know what's going on, but...
I do.
Oh, you do? Never mind. It's not breaking. BJ knows.
Yeah, Peyton Manning is, I guess he's in the running for the GM job at the New York Mets or New York Jets.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. Well, they want him. He's not said anything. Hmm. He's not going to go there.
Did you just talk about that?
I don't think it's going to happen.
He doesn't seem like a New York Jets kind of guy.
No, he doesn't.
No. He seems like kind of Colorado, maybe
now,
Kentucky.
I guess the guy that's there in New York is a former, I'm going to say teammate, something to do with the Broncos here when Peyton was playing. So they're buddies, but that doesn't mean he's going to take the job.
Huh. All right. Well, anyway.
They're interested.
You don't have to look it up anymore. Sean, BJ had that.
That's pretty much it.
He's got the download.
Awesome. That's it.
Nice job. Game of Thrones. Mm. How many of you have a show hole?
Everybody that watches.
If you'd like to call and talk to us, and we'll take you through the moments and try to make you feel better. Sean's standing by. He'll take your calls. Talk
Jamie
to you off
and
that
I
cliff.
Won't. Yeah. We don't care.
We don't really. Yeah. Sorry. We're sorry.
Yeah. But Sean's better at soothing you anyway with his words and his compassion.
Yeah.
He'll cry with you. Jamie and I, we don't cry with you.
So 303-22 Alice. Sean is standing by right now. He'll take your calls. If you just want to, you know, just get some stuff off your mind and be like, if you want to, cry. If you want to scream, some people are angry.
Yeah.
They have full-blown anger over this. Over 10 million people are expected to miss work today because they stayed up and watched Game of Thrones. I think the word show hole is the best word we can say. People are empty inside because it's over. People are posting, what will I do with my Sunday nights? It's just a sad time. And... sad enough, American Idol was not thinking because they also did their finale. They should have kept it going so those that had a show hole could have gone to American Idol.
Yeah, I don't know what they were thinking.
Yeah. They ended it on the same night. That was dumb.
Yeah, that was dumb.
Speaking of American Idol, his name is the Bayou Boy, and I guess he won American Idol number 9.
Yep, number 9 it is.
After the live nationwide vote from coast to coast...
Good for him.
Lane Hardy!
Bayou Boy. He killed it.
He did. Here's a little bit of what he sounded like in case you wanted to know.
Yep, sounds very good.
Yeah, that is very nice. Somebody says, I'm not even sad Game of Thrones is over. I am sad because the ending was so horrible.
Oh, no.
Call Sean. He's standing by. He'll take your call. 303-22-ALICE. He'll It'll make you feel better. Sean's really good at making people
and
feel
this,
better.
And this is free.
Yeah, free.
Because, you know, those other places where you call and you get to, you know, some person on the line there that, you know, can feel your pain, they're paying you like, or they want you to pay $50 an hour.
Yeah, right. There's a therapist phone bank set up right now, and
Sean, maybe you undercut and just charge $10 an hour.
Oh, yeah.
I'll do it for a fiver.
$5?
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, guys, would you say hi to my wife, Susie? Hey, Susie!
What up?
Thanks.
Why are we saying hi to Susie?
Because he texted and asked us.
Hey, Susie.
Wow, could you have more enthusiasm?
Just saying. He'll be doing shout-outs for everybody in town.
There's one. It was just Susie.
And she sounds really nice.
That sounds like a fun name.
Yeah.
What's gotten into your panties?
Hmm. Hey, Susie. Is that better?
Super. Let's see here. Speaking of Game of Thrones, I have a few clips if you want to hear them. It'll be amazing.
Yeah.
Number two. Here we go.
You are my queen. Now and always.
Whoa. Oh, it's cinema. Cinematic here. It's very good audio. They killed her. He put a dagger right in her heart. That bastard.
20 seconds of nothing but music.
That was touching.
It was so touching. He stuck her in the heart with a dagger.
That was intense.
She deserved to die.
Thanks, Fidel.
Somebody wants to know if we'll say hi to Nicole. Hey, Nicole!
Now, see, this is what we're starting. This is what you've started.
Come on, Nicole.
I refuse.
Come on.
I stop at Susie.
Come on.
Sorry.
Nicole sounds like a stripper.
Yes,
a stripper.
On stage four.
Yes, Nicole. Uh-oh, Nicole is 12.
Uh-oh.
Oh, sorry, Nicole. Sorry, whoops. Sorry, just kidding. All right, now that's awkward. Yeah, we'll all stop now. Okay, here's another amazing thing where somebody announces their full title. Number three. You're going to love it.
Broken. All hail Bran the Broken. First of his name, King of the Andals and the First Men. Lord of the Six Kingdoms and Protector of the Realm.
All hail Bran the Broken.
Dilly Dilly.
Hey, Dilly.
Dilly.
Does the little dude become king?
No, it's Bran. He's the kid in the wheelchair.
What? The little dude got killed, didn't he?
They had wheelchairs back then?
Tyrion lives. Yeah.
They had wheelchairs back then?
They had wheelchairs back then. Huh. Yeah.
Really?
He's the only one with one, but he has it.
Yeah. Doesn't that sound like a Bud Light commercial?
It does. It did.
Dilly Dilly.
Yeah.
Dilly Dilly.
My puppy was just dropped off to get his balls removed. Can y'all wish him the best?
Oh.
I will say hi to him. Hi, Sparky. It's going to be an ugly day for you.
And then the final Game of Thrones. The Stark siblings meet for what could be the last time.
I wish there had been another way. Can you forgive me?
The North is free thanks to you.
But they lost their king.
Wow, Dylan. Whoa. They had seagulls back then?
Yeah, seagulls.
I heard a seagull.
Yeah, they had them.
Wheelchairs and seagulls.
Yeah.
Whoa. Crazy.
What's next?
Starbucks?
Oh, they already had that. They did have Starbucks.
And there was a plastic bottle in the set last
I saw
night.
That.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I saw it this morning on one of the clips. It's very obvious.
There's a plastic bottle in it?
It's a water bottle.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They left a water bottle in the scene.
Yep.
If you look down, they're sitting, and where the guy's boot is, right behind his boot, there's a water bottle.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Yep. I've got the picture. Here.
Are you kidding? What?
Okay, look.
Who is working in post?
This is one of the, I don't know exactly what scene this is, but it's another embarrassing blunder, they call it. You know what? It's over now, so you don't have to worry about taking it out or anything. But take a look. There you go. The water bottle.
Well, circle. Damn, there it is. There's a water bottle.
Huh. Yeah.
That's a mistake.
Yeah. Last time it was what, Starbucks?
Don't bring your drinks on set. How about that? Don't bring your
drinks. I've never seen a show this sloppy with it.
No kidding.
It's almost like it's intentional.
Yeah, they're over.
It really is.
Like the actors are like, watch this.
It is. It's like they've gotten down to the season finale, and I'm telling you right now, there's something to this being all planned. Because these people in Hollywood, they're too good at it. There's no way it's happened 2 weeks in a row. No way.
They do say that this season was really rushed because the director was tired of working on the show and he wanted to go work on Star Wars.
Jamie knows. So. She was in Los Angeles. She did some TV shows. They are meticulous about this. If they don't get it on the set, they get it when they do the editing.
Yeah, there's like 20 people in post.
This is BS. I'm calling it right now. This is intentional.
Something.
Just to get people talking more. I'm telling
you. It's crazy.
Shmadale?
Yeah.
You're right.
I didn't know.
It sounds like it made you angry.
That was the end of it.
What just happened? Wait.
Yeah, maybe they're doing that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah. All right. Well, sorry about everybody's show hole.
Yeah.
So sad.
It is depressing.
Yeah.
And then two other things really, really fast. First of all, everybody's pissed off at Target. I guess they sold out of their Vineyard Vines. Mm-hmm. It's a clothing line, and people are livid. It's a clothing line. I don't feel cool. I've never even heard of it. It's called Vineyard Vines, and it's cute clothes for everybody. But the thing is, I guess people are now selling it for triple on eBay.
Really?
Yeah, they went in, they bought it all up, and then they're selling it for triple on eBay. Do you like Vineyard Vines?
Don't know anything
about it. It's so cute.
No, don't.
I looked it up.
No,
the stuff is cute.
Yeah, I rarely go to Target. Yeah, and there's one
it's
just up the
favorite.
Street. I rarely go.
What?
I am.
No adorableness.
Don't.
What?
Yeah, it's hard to get me out of Kohl's.
I love Kohl's.
Yeah, me too.
I have some Kohl's cash.
Do you?
Mm, I do.
Better use it.
I'm going to. And then finally, the world is in uproar. Twitter, Instagram, I don't even know. Facebook, everybody is so pissed off at Future. So Future the rapper... Here's what I'll say. Your son is what? Like almost two. What would you think that you would get him when he's 5 years old? What would you think that your little 5-year-old frog would want?
Just anything that's on the planet that
yeah, what would I you, think? Yeah, the little 5-year-old would want.
Probably one of those electric cars.
Electric car.
You know what I'm talking about?
Probably some Legos.
Like a Jeep.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. That you charge up.
That
he
you
can
drive
just go,
it.
Go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a perfect gift.
Yeah.
Nope. Future bought his 5-year-old little boy a $36,000 Rolex.
Really?
He's five.
Man, that's cool.
No, it's not. It's stupid. That means you have no
idea. He's got the fanciest watch in daycare.
That means you have no idea what a 5-year-old would want. A 5-year-old can't even, A, read time. B, doesn't want a watch. That's boring. You're five. So people are going off on him saying, hey, listen, maybe you should spend some time with your kid so you know what a 5-year-old wants, like some little Elmo shoes. They said a 5-year-old doesn't want a Rolex, he wants some Legos. A 5-year-old doesn't want a Rolex, he wants some Matchbox cars. People are going crazy on him. Now, this kid is doomed because not only is he 5 years old with a Rolex, but then his mom is Sierra, and she's married to Russell Wilson, who just signed a $140 million contract.
Holy moly.
So on both sides, he's loaded, this little kid. His mommy is with a $140 million football player, and his dad is Future. You're screwed.
Yeah.
Somebody said, why don't you stop dropping off the baby with grandma and instead spend some time with your son to know that he doesn't want a damn Rolex? I mean, they are attacking him.
A Rolex, man.
A $36,000 Rolex and you're five.
Yeah, you might want to wait just a few years.
That's crazy,
isn't
it?
Yeah. That's out of touch.
Yeah, so out of touch.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right, there you go. That's it.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. And anywhere, anytime. On the radio.com app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.